CBS News. More talks between the Postal Service and the postal unions are scheduled for Tuesday. Monday, both sides met separately with mediator James Healy. I'm Rob Armstrong, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The latest round of postal talks began last Friday. They are scheduled to run for 15 days before unresolved issues are to be submitted to binding arbitration. More from Diane Sawyer in Washington.
Disagreement still centers on two issues, layoff provisions and wage increases. Healy could not say which subject would be taken up first.
It's going to be very difficult to isolate. I think it will be necessary to let them move from issue to issue as they feel they want to. They may see interrelationships, and if they do, I certainly am not going to try to force them into compartmentalizing these discussions.
Healy said that so far the two positions on wage increases contain no surprises. The Postal Service still wants to hold to a 19.5% increase over 3 years, and the unions still want more. Diane Sawyer, CBS News, Washington.
CBS News continues in a moment.
Listen here, tennis fans, for the 1978 U.S. Open Tennis Championships, now underway at the new facility in New York's Flushing Meadows. I'm Ed Ingles, and I'll be there daily for CBS Radio Sports to bring you progress reports and all regularly scheduled sports broadcasts, plus additional exclusive live reports from the courts this weekend. The U.S. Open Tennis Championships now through September 10th on CBS, your number one radio network for news, programs, and sports.
Hey, kids.
Yeah?
What do we respect, try never to neglect, but always to protect and occasionally inspect?
Our lungs.
Correct.
Now you can't climb a ladder without rungs. If you tease a bunch of bees, you might get stung.
Ow!
If you smoke and you don't care or ignore our dirty air, don't expect any favors from your lungs.
Whether it's your lungs, smoking, air pollution, or lung disease, your Lung Association cares about every breath you take.
The president of Egypt, Anwar Sadat, and the prime minister of Israel, Menachem Begin, are scheduled to arrive at Camp David in Maryland's Catoctin Mountains Tuesday afternoon. President Carter left for the three-nation summit Monday, saying compromises will be mandatory. He also spoke about the U.S. role in the talks.
My own role will be that of a full partner, not trying to impose the will of the United States on others, but searching for common ground on which agreements can be reached, and searching for exchanges of compromise that are mutually advantageous to all nations involved.
Sadat has called the summit a last hope for peace in the Middle East. Begin has said he's approaching the talks with an open mind. Sources close to the three leaders are candid in admitting that all sides stand to lose a great deal if the summit fails to produce substantive results. Indian officials say hundreds of people have been killed by monsoon rains and accompanying floods in northern and eastern India. There were reports Sunday night and Monday morning that thousands had perished. The officials say determining the exact number of deaths is not possible because of communications outages in many flood-stricken areas. Seven people are dead and at least 18 others are injured after a helicopter crash at a Labor Day church festival in Derry, Pennsylvania. The helicopter was to fly over the crowd, dropping ping pong balls by which prize winners would be picked. FAA investigators say the pilot reported engine failure as a cause of the crash. The second earthquake in 24 hours rocked Lake Tahoe on the California-Nevada border. As with Sunday night's quake, the tremor Monday night did no damage and caused no injuries, but authorities say it made a lot of people nervous. Soviet police broke up a demonstration in Red Square by a small group of American tourists. The group exhibited a sign denouncing nuclear weapons and nuclear power. 13 Westerners, including two American news correspondents and a CBS television news cameraman, were detained briefly and then released. Now this.
Family. Birds got roots. Bees got roots. On
has been a public service message on behalf of this station, the Ad Council, your state foresters, the Forest Service, Smokey Bear, and every living thing.
A West German researcher says there's substantial evidence that garlic can help prevent heart attacks. Alchemists, sorcerers, and men of medicine since medieval times have often spoken of garlic's medicinal powers, but now there's hard evidence that garlic works to break down cholesterol in the blood. The West German researcher is now performing tests to see if garlic acts to counteract certain other harmful bacteria in the blood. And what are the unwanted side effects of garlic? Bad breath? As Julia Child notes, if everyone eats garlic, nobody notices. I'm Rob Armstrong, CBS News.